We're back. It's CKUW. It's 95.9 FM, the Night Danger Radio Show. We're in our seventh year here, and it's New Year's Eve, at least for us. We drew the New Year's Eve Day show, and pretty happy about that. A couple of years ago, I actually had the New Year's Eve show, and because I generally don't do a heck of a lot on New Year's, I came in here live and ripped songs, played the first songs of 2024, I think, was when I ended up doing the real New Year's Eve celebration, not this fake thing we're doing here. So anyways, what did we just play? We just played The Clash with Rock the Casbah. What a classic that is. A lot of these songs I'm pulling from my memory of going to socials, you know, and the DJs there seem to play Rock the Casbah a lot. I've never played that Clash song yet. There's so many other Clash songs to play that I always left that one out. But until now, that came off of a record called Combat Rock, which came out in 1982 on CBS Records. We heard one that I've played before here, Was Not Was, with Walk the Dinosaur, from What's Up Dog? Question mark. And I don't know when that came out. When did it come out? Ah. Anyways, it came out sometime, and I love Was Not Was. What a weird band, but they could put together some hits every once in a while, couldn't they? Seem to pull that out of everywhere. So we heard Sublime with Santeria before that, from a self-titled record, and that one came out in 1996. Huh. I thought it was later than that one. Anyways, Gasoline Alley put that one out, and we heard House of Pain, which we've never played before. I must have heard that during a hockey game or something, because I totally forgot about those guys. We heard Jump Around, of course. I don't know if they have any other songs, do they? Their record was called House of Pain. Yeah, and I got to look it up. Like, I don't know if they came up with a lot more records after that, but they put that record out on Tommy Boy Records, and it was a huge hit. And then I don't know what happened. I lost the plot a little bit. I'm not a huge hip hop guy, so that would explain that. But boy, is that a hit! You hear that to this day, everywhere. I don't even know how many soundtracks that was in too. That's just craziness right there. So, we heard the Beastie Boys before that with "Hey Ladies" from Paul's Boutique, and that one came out in 1989 on Capitol Records. And off the top, it was "Battle Flag" by a band called the Low Fidelity All-Stars. And what was the record called again? How to Operate with a Blown Mind. Cool name. 1988, and Skint Records put her out. So there you have it, folks. Listen, 2:05 in the morning. Let's do a real quick concert and event thing. New Year's Eve is technically tonight, if you want to be all technical about it, but yeah, so the one I'm probably going to head to with a little bit of luck is New Year's Eve with Saints and Rogues, the Castanes, and THC, or the Home Crew, and that's at Bulldog Event Center. B.A. Johnston, Smokey Tiger, and the Stanley County Cut-Ups, are playing at times changed for their New Year's. By the way, the Windups played last night, or tonight, I guess you could say. And they did their, I didn't know this, it was their 10th annual New Year's Eve show. So I guess they do pre-New Year's 10 years in a row at times. I got to say, the Windups live too, folks. If you haven't seen them, come on, man. It's a party. It is all upbeat and all wicked. It's so great. Such a great show. So hopefully some of you out there are just recovering from that show tonight. I know I could not go because of this very show. So, yeah. And so, listen, the Park Theater is sold out. Neighbor Andy is playing there. But Side Stage has got karaoke going down. So, and I think you can still get into that. The Tap House has got some stuff going down. And the Forks is another major one. Also, Zoo Lights, which looks pretty cool. It'd be pretty chilly if you bundled up, though. Zoo Lights is doing the Fam Jam thing. I'm not sure about too much other stuff going down. I'm sure, like, every single bar in the city is open and ready to party. So find your favorite watering hole. Or, you know, like a lot of my buddies, a lot of my family, they're just going to chill. They're just going to stay home and, you know, maybe pop some popcorn or something and maybe have a cool dinner or whatever. I know the restaurants, too, I should say, are gearing up as well. So some folks, I think, just go out for one, you know, last 2025 dinner, like a real nice one, maybe Ray and Jerry's or something cool like that. And then no partying. Forget the partying. So, but I always tell folks, too, like people will call and go, hey, man, what are you doing New Year's? And I'm like, nothing. I think I'm going to stay home. And I tell them I could party 364 other days of the year, and sometimes New Year's Eve can be pretty, you know, inconvenient. My story of New Year's Eve, and one of the reasons why I kind of stay home a fair amount now, is a long time ago, well before the pandemic, I went out and party downtown a little bit. And then I'm like, man, I'm tired. I'm going home. And, you know, no, I wasn't. I tried to get a cab. It took almost 2 hours. I think it took like an hour and 50 some minutes before a cab would actually pick me up. And I was exhausted. And so I was pretty ticked off. But then pretty much the same thing happened the next year, for Pete's sakes. I couldn't, like, it was after the buses stopped running, so I couldn't do that. I tried Red Nose, Operation Red Nose. Nope, couldn't get through to them. So I was trying all the cab companies, and they just couldn't do it. So two strikes in a row for me on New Year's, that was enough for me. And, of course, it was freezing. It was like 30 below, and then the wind was like 40 or 45 below. So it was terrible. And so I got sour on New Year's Eve, and I stopped going out. I just didn't even try. But slowly but surely, I'm coming around here. I mean, yeah, but all right. So let's do a couple other ones, though. Primus Primus and Portishead tribute show is happening right away in the new year, January 2nd at the Park Theater. And then Shit Happens, Rams Call, and Ticked Off are playing January 3rd at Bulldogs. All proceeds from that show are going to towards Casper, and that's a friend of ours in the punk rock scene, and they passed away unexpectedly. So this show is going to help pay, you know, for the funeral and stuff like that. So if you can get down there on January 3rd at Bulldog Event Center, they're going to have like a 50-50 draw, all, you know, towards Casper. There's going to be what's that called again? The prizes. You know, where you put the tickets and the prizes and stuff like that. So so get down there, especially if you're a punk rock fan. You know, you got a chance to help out someone from the local scene, which is important. I'm going to try and get my butt down there, even though I'm a bit poor from the old Christmas season there. But still, we're going to try it out. And yeah, not too much going down. I mean, the big one for me in January is Fear from New York City. Legends are here for Winterruption. They're playing January the 23rd at the West End Cultural Center with Negative Charge and Age of Self. That's going to be ridiculous. It's going to be sick. It'll probably be the first big concert of the year, for sure. And Big Sugar's here, January 30th, Club Regent. And then what do we got? Oh, January 30th as well is the Hippo album release show, which I'm definitely planning on going to. That's with Justa Orange, After Work Ritual, and No Complacent. And the record is called Hippicidal. And yeah, get down there. It's Osborne Tap House. Wonderful. For January 31st, the Robots of Rush, which is a Rush tribute band. I mean, there's some teasers out on the internet. It looks insane. And that's members of Moontan doing the Rush thing. And that is going to be January 31st at the Pyramid. Yay, Pyramid. And yeah. That's all. That's as far as we'll go because it's already 2:11, which means we only have about, 49 minutes to go. So, listen, I haven't played much country twangy-ish type of thing, which we normally do on the show. So let's get into it. I'm going to start with the Georgia Satellites because it's a party tune, and it's Night Danger Radio New Year's Eve. So, yeah, here we go. It's CKW. It's 95.9 FM. The Night Danger Radio Show is going till 3 in the morning, and yeah, the coffee is indeed running out. Oh.
Keep your hands to yourself. Keep your hands to yourself.
Thank you.
Well, I couldn't finish this record until I wrote one too, you know. So actually, I was doing a movie at the same time. It's not like I do a movie every day, you know. Every once in a while, they ask me to do I've done two movies, okay, just two. And I played the same character in both of them. I was the brother-in-law with low self-esteem. So, you know, if you're writing a script or something and you got that character, just call on me. I know how to do it. I was in this movie at the time with Billy Bob Thornton, and me and Billy Bob were played brothers in it, and our dad was Andy Griffith. That would make me Opie's stepbrother, which I don't mind, especially at Thanksgiving. Anyway, Billy Bob said, you ought to write a song for this movie, something we can play at the end and roll the credits over it. I thought, God, that's what I just want my song to do, you know? So I did. I came up with one and based it on the characters in the movie, and of course, they never released the movie. Went straight to Blockbuster. But me and Iris, we're real fond of it, and we hope you are too. All runny. She thinks that crossing her legs is funny. She looks down her nose at money. She gets it on like the Easter Bunny. She's my baby, I'm her honey. I'm never gonna let her go.
We'll end up sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. And we're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. All my jokes are corny. Convict movies make her horny. She likes to catch up on her scrambled eggs. Swears like a sailor when she shaves her legs. She takes a licking and keeps on ticking. I'm never gonna let her go. Faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes.
In spite of ourselves. Miss Iris DeMint.
Excuse me, I'm not in my best.
I'm so sick from the drink. I need home for a rest. We arrived in December and London was cold. We stayed in the bars along Charing Cross Road. We never saw nothing but brass taps and no. Kept the shine on the bar with the sleeves of our coats. You'll have to excuse me, I'm not at my best. Vacations will soon be my death. I'm so sick from the drink. I need home for a rest. Take me home. Houston Station, the train journey north. In the buffet car, we lurch back and forth. Past old crooked dykes, through Yorkshire's green fields. We were flung into dance as the train jigged and reeled. You'll have to excuse me, I'm not my best. I've been gone for a week. I've been drunk since I left. And these so-called vacations will soon be my death. I'm so sick from the drink. I need home for a rest. Take me will soon be my death. I'm so sick from the drink. I need home for a rest. Take me
All right, CKUW 95.9 FM. Oh boy, holy cow, it's already 2:30 in the morning, and time flies when you're doing radio. So anyways, half an hour left in the show. I think we're going to get a little bit loud now, like we normally do. But we just heard Los Lobos with La Bomba from, I'm playing that one off of Just Another Band from East LA, which is a mini box set. It's a two disc set put out by Rhino or Warner Music, and that was put out in 1987. We heard Spirit of the West. I hear that at every social, as we should. What a great band from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. They're no longer a band, of course, because John Mann, the lead singer, unfortunately passed away. He left us, but he left us with a lot of great music from Spirit of the West. And, well, the most famous of them was Home for a Rest, for sure, from Save This House. 1990, that came out and was put out by WEA Records. We heard the mighty John Prine, who also left us because of that damn COVID, which, by the way, I'm hearing stories about COVID going around Winnipeg pretty good, as well as that damn flu. Of course, it's flu season, so everyone be careful when you're out there partying it up tomorrow, or you know, tonight, or whatever you want to call it. But we heard In Spite of Ourselves with Iris DeMent, and from a record called In Person and On Stage, and that was put out by Oh Boy Records, which is John Prine's own record label, now run by his son. That was 2010 that one came out. We heard Andrew Neville and the Poor Choices with the Winnipeg Song from his self-titled debut record. I'm not even sure what year that came out, but what year was it? 2005. So there you go. And that's a great record. Actually, it was just put out on Bandcamp, by the way. So if you've never heard that record, get to it. It's spectacular. It's so good. And what the hell? We heard Georgia Satellites off the top with Keep Your Hands to Yourself. I played it off of the Greatest Hits package, which is also called Keep Your Hands to Yourself. But that one originally came out on their 1986, I think it was their second record, which was simply titled Georgia Satellites, and that was put up by Elektra Records. So they hit the jackpot on record labels to start their careers off. So there you go. So let's get a little bit meaner here, but meaner but fun. Sometimes we just get plain mean and angry here, you know, in the last hour or so of the show. But you know what we're going to do? We're going to play. I got that, you know, I started off kind of my music listening life with Mom and Dad feeding me like ABBA and the Moody Blues. What else? Maybe a little bit of Beatles they threw in there, I think. Who else was there? Neil Diamond, who I was going to play tonight, but I'm going to run out of time. But anyway, I started off kind of light, you know, because Mom and Dad weren't really into the heavy stuff. They weren't really Stones people or anything like that. But then I slowly graduated as I started going into junior high. I started seeing all those Iron Maiden shirts or jean jacket patches, and I was like, "What the hell is that, man?" And then I went down the heavy metal loophole. So let's play some of that old metal that I used to listen to. But we're gonna do some fun stuff here. We're gonna start with a Canadian metal band called Helix, and I think you know what I'm gonna play. Yeah, I'm gonna play Rock You for sure, because I mean, give me an R-R-O-O-C-C-K-K. What you got? Rock. All right, let's get to it. Little bit of heavy metal for you. We'll come back. We'll maybe end off with a little bit of fun punk rock. We'll see what happens here. It's CKW. It's 95.9 FM. The Night Danger Radio Show is celebrating New Year's Eve tonight, right now, and we're winding her down here.
Loaded like a gun. driver. Mama says that I never, never mind her. Had no brains, I'm insane. The teacher says that I'm one big brain. I'm like a laser, six-string razor. I got a mouth like an alligator. I want it louder, more power. I'm gonna rock it till it strikes the hour. Bang your head. That'll help to drive you mad. Bang your head.
Yeah, CKUW, 95.9 FM, the Night Danger Radio Show. We're wrapping her up. It is 10 minutes to 3 o'clock in the morning. Thanks again for listening. And, yeah, we got a little bit louder, but I think it was kind of fun. I hope you did, too. That was Cinderella, going back to our hair metal days. Yeah, Gypsy Road from Long Cold Winter. And that came out in 1988 on Mercury Records. We heard Poison with Nothing But a Good Time, yeah, which is what a lot of us are hoping to have happen tomorrow night, from Open Up and Say Ah. And, yeah. What year was that? Oh. That was 80. Oh, wow. That was 1988 as well. Good grief. Okay. Jeez. And we heard Metal Health before that by Quiet Riot from a record of the same name, which was put out by Epic Records. And let's see. What year was that? That was 1983 on Pasha, actually, Records in Canada, that is. So there you go. And what was the other metal? I'm skipping out on a whole bunch here. But, yeah, we started off with Helix with Rock You from Walking on the Razor's Edge. And that one came out 1984 on Capitol Records. So there you go. So all that metal came out in the 80s, which actually kind of led to, you know, the rebellion with Nirvana and Pearl Jam and Soundgarden and Mudhoney and Tad and all those grunge bands, which I really got into. I think I was kind of sick of the whole metal thing too, the hair metal thing anyways. So there you go. All right, folks. Well, I'm going to get out of here. Hey, next week we're going to do our year-end review show for 2025, so make sure you tune in for songs that are a lot more a lot more recent than a lot of them that we're playing tonight here. But thanks so much for joining us. We're going to end off with a couple punk songs for you. Hell yeah. Let's start with Teenage Bottle Rocket, who I got to see this year in concert at Side Stage. So take care, everyone. Happy New Year. Be safe, but have fun for sure. Take care, everyone. See ya. Bye.
Shut your engine, slimming. ever create. It doesn't matter how I do it. Nobody ever said there's nothing to it. It doesn't work out. You can just set it down for later. Nobody ever said you'd be dead forever. For me, I thought it would come so easy. Never realize life's just a series of lows and highs. Couldn't get it for free. Didn't wanna have to try to do it. Nobody ever said.